We're supposed to walk in total love and total authority and dominion on this earth as God's children. There's never been a group of people that's been so blessed as the church. But the church don't know what's been given to her. Because just like the song my wife sings, my daddy's will. His book is his last will and testament to you. And like her song says, all I have to do is read it. You know, many people have never read the last will and testament of Jesus Christ. I mean, people that are in church. I said, have you ever read the entire book of the new covenant, the New Testament? No. How long have you been in church? 30 years. And you ain't never read the New Covenant? Not one time? Wow. You want to know why you suffer what you suffer? Because you didn't read the will. You don't know what belongs to you. So this is what happens. But I believe because of this terror that was in his life, I believe this is what happened to Job. Now we're going to go to Job 32. Now so far in 1, 2, and 3, we sure saw some things where God said some good things about Job, didn't we? It appeared Job's a good man, a man of integrity. Was it not? I mean, a man that hated evil and all. He appeared to be sinless, didn't he? God said that Job was, in fact, in the King James, said he's perfect. That's something, isn't it? But you know, when you check all those things out in the original Hebrew, if you've not checked those out, you'll find out in nearly all the words that's translated there, there is a way out to have just a little bit of sin in your life. In other words, when you find those scriptures, you can find a man is mature. One of those places it means he was mature in all of his ways. Now, can you be mature and still have a sin in your life? Oh, sure you can. Yeah. Even though the translators, that's the thing about the Hebrew and the Greek. There's so many words that they can use that means the same thing. And those words don't mean the same things to us. When I read that word and I say, I am blameless, that means I ain't got nothing wrong with me. That's the way I look at that, see? But that word there is, it could mean that, but it can mean several other things too. It just, the translator that translated that put that like that, and when you look at that, you think, especially if you only read Job 1 and 2. When you read Job 1 and 2, you think, he's perfect. He's blameless. There ain't no sin in his life. See, there was no sin. So why in the world would God allow all these, or why would God put these things upon Job if he was blameless and perfect in all his ways? You'll see that there was no sin. So this thing that you teach that no, if there is sin, there's sickness. And if you're sick, there is sin. But you say, you go back to the book of Job, and Job was sick. I mean, he was awful. And see, he had no sin. That's the way it looks. But you can't just read those two verses and stop. That's why he put 42 chapters in the book of Job. 42 of them. And you got to read them all. And you have to read them more than one time. You'll find out, as we go on now, you're going to find out there is more sins in Job's life.
That concludes part one of the Healing School titled, Job Was a Sinner. We now join part two in progress.
We were in the book of Job, and we're ready to go now to Job chapter 32. And we're going to see what the Lord says, and we're going to begin to see what happens when this little critter, Elihu, comes on the scene here in just a few moments. But we'll skip everything from chapter 4 to chapter 31. We'll skip those. All that's about Job's friends and how they're talking to him about his sickness and everything and how they're doing things that it didn't please God, but you'll see this in the end. But we'll start off in Job 32 because there's 42 chapters in the book of Job. And we definitely don't have time to cover all of it. And I am going through it pretty fast, but I want you to see some of the things that's in here. I want you to see that although God said he was blameless, that he still had sin in his life. You know, now some people have a real problem when God says in the first part of the book of Job that he's blameless and perfect, and in the end of it he says he has all kinds of sin in his life. We have problems reconciling that. But this is what it teaches. And so we do realize that Job was mature. He was a good man. And God may look at you and think you're a good person. But still, you'll notice that although God said he was blameless and he was a man of integrity, that he still let the devil have his way with him. There's got to be something wrong here because we'll find this answer as we go on into Job 32. In Job 32, verse 1, it says, Job's three friends refused to reply further to him because he kept insisting on his innocence. Now, if you go through, you'll find out that Job all the way through is saying, I'm innocent. I have not sinned. I haven't done anything wrong. Then Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite of the clan of Ram, became angry. He was angry because Job refused to admit that he had sinned and that God was right in punishing him. Now then, this is something that's hard for us to grasp. You got to think, as we're going to see here in a minute, God will not punish you without due cause. He's never going to punish you. Let's take it like this. If you've raised children in your life, you come home in the afternoon and your son has just been the best little guy. I mean, he's not done anything wrong. He's walked in love and everything. Are you going to get the board out and bust him? No, you might get the board out and give him a blessing of some kind, but you ain't going to bust him with that board, are you? It's only when he's been a regular little devil with mother. When you walk in the evening, when your wife says, honey, your son, it ain't her son no more. It's your son. He's been a regular mean boy today, and you need to talk to your son. That's when you get the board down and give him a spanking, right? Yeah. But see, God, you will never punish your son if he's a good boy, right? No. And God, he's the same way. He's not going to do those kind of things. So let's go on there and let's see what verse 3 and 4. We'll try to go through these very fast because we got 10 chapters to cover. He was also angry with Job's three friends because they had condemned God by their inability to answer Job's argument. Elihu had waited for the others to speak because they were older than he. This is a young man. Verse 5 and 6. But when he saw that they had no further reply, he spoke out angrily. Elihu, son of Barachel, the Buzite, said, I am young and you are old. So I held back and did not dare to tell you what I think. Verse 7 and 8. I thought those who are older should speak, for wisdom comes with age. Now, we'll have to say that's supposed to be the case. Is that right? But have you ever seen an old man that didn't have no wisdom? Yeah. You ever seen an old woman that didn't have none either? Yeah. Unfortunately, some young people got more knowledge and wisdom than some of us old people. Surely it is God's spirit within people, the breath of the Almighty within them, that makes them intelligent. Now, is that true? Yes, God's spirit. If any man under the new covenant, if any man lacks wisdom, where does he get it? From the Lord. That's exactly. And how do you get it? Ask for it. That's right. People say, well, I know if God wants me to have wisdom, he'll give it to me. No, he won't. You got to ask. If you don't ask, you ain't going to get it. I mean, you can go through your life, be totally defeated. Now, that's one thing I did. I mean, as I went through my life in the engineering world that I worked in the airline industry and everything else, I asked for wisdom every day. And I believed I got it. And I'm telling you, I was able to accomplish untold wonderful things as a man working in the business world. It's just like a lady that comes to our church here pretty regular, her and her husband. She was trying to do a spreadsheet one night. And she said, I could not figure out the formulas in that spreadsheet. And so she said, I prayed and asked God to show me where all the different formulas went and what the formulas were. And so she went to bed and went to sleep. And in the course of the night, she had a dream. And the dream showed her the spreadsheet with every formula in the right place. She woke up the next morning, ran in there, started putting those formulas in and all those things. And she said, that spreadsheet's still working perfect today. Now, isn't that amazing? God's even a computer programmer. What does the king know? Hey, everything. You don't have to, it's amazing. But if you need wisdom, you get it from God. Now, why do we have so many older men that don't have any wisdom? But they're in church. They ain't never ask. They think they know it all. I don't need this, Who needs to ask God for wisdom? I mean, they're kind of prideful like this. I know everything. Anyway, you ever seen anybody like that? Yeah. Unfortunately, there's too many like that. But when you humble yourself before God and say, God, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing, but I know you know everything. And I need wisdom today to do the best job I can for you. And I promise I'll give you the glory for everything I do. If somebody comes up and says, wow, that piece of equipment you just designed, that's the most outstanding thing I ever seen. How did you do that? Oh, it was just me. I'm just smart. Does people do that?
Yeah.
Sure. And then guess what? They don't, God, that may be the last one and only thing they ever designed. But if you come up with this and somebody, how'd you do that? Oh, it's real simple. I asked the Lord, Lord Jesus Christ, and He showed me by His Spirit how to do this. It's Him and His glory. The King lives in me. Oh, they think you're crazy. But then you come up with another one. How did you do this? Like I told you, it's Jesus that lives in me. And if you continue to give Him the glory, will He ever stop telling you how to do things? Of course not. He'll give you wisdom. He loves to look good through His children. But we got to give Him the glory. We don't ever take it ourselves. Well, there's a lot of old men around that have no wisdom because they won't see God. But if you want to have wisdom, this little Elihu, he knew that older men should have wisdom because they should have been asking God. And so they should have had it. But obviously, these men didn't have it. But sometimes the elders are not wise. Sometimes the aged do not understand justice. So listen to me. Let me express my opinion. I have waited all this time listening very carefully to your arguments, listening to you grope for words. I have listened, but not one of you have refuted Job or answered his arguments. And don't tell me he is too wise for us. Only God can convince him. If Job had been arguing with me, I would not answer with that kind of logic. You sit here baffled with no further response. Should I continue to wait now that you are silent? Must I also remain silent? No, I will say my piece. I will speak my mind. I surely will. For I am pent up and full of words, and the spirit within me urges me on. I am like a wine cask without a vent. My words are ready to burst out. I must speak to find relief, so let me give you my answers. I won't play favorites or try to flatter anyone, and if I tried, my Creator would soon do away with me. See, there's a good one, isn't it? You don't want the Creator to do away with you, do you? Well, next chapter, okay. Listen, Job, to what I have to say. Now that I have begun to speak, let me continue. I speak with all sincerity. I speak the truth.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Job Was a Sinner, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.